Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started. You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
America, Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio, coming to you from the Farmers Insurance Studios. Farmers Insurance can save you a bundle. All you have to do is call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote today.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Okay, so the latest on Tiger Woods is he is in stable condition. That's good. And as we shared with you yesterday, they did not appear to be and are not life-threatening injuries. But as we discussed yesterday, the rest of his playing career very much hangs in the balance. And we'll discuss that. And as I read as a headline, like, look, the headline should be he survived what was a horrific crash. Very, very fortunate as the police officer who pulled him out or was going to pull him out for the jaws of life or whatever arrived. Said, like, he's lucky to be alive. But we're going to talk about Tiger upcoming. Tara Sullivan's going to join us half past the hour. She works for the Boston Globe. She's covered him for years. Daniel Jeremiah will join us next hour, and he'll get us ready for free agency for the NFL draft. And Michael Lee will join us. We'll talk some NBA hoop as we had a bunch of interesting games again last night. But let's start with the story you just heard from Dan Beyer. And you're going to hear from Dan Beyer throughout the show, half past the hour. He gives us updates. He joins us for games. He's got his own show as well. He's awesome. Here's from Art Rooney II, and they put this out on, this is the weirdest thing. It's like the Steelers so badly want to be like the rest of the world, right? So gung-ho. Ben Roethlisberger and I met this morning. We had a productive meeting. We were able to discuss a lot of things that relate to where we are and where we want to be and where we want to go. Ben assured me that he is committed to coming back to help us win, and I told Ben we'd like to have him back to help us win a championship. We both understand the next step is to work out Ben's contract situation. I mean, now look, I think there's nuance to it. I'm sure they're like, look, are you coming back just because you want to collect every penny, or are you coming back because you want to play football? And he's like, no, I want to play football while collecting every penny. So it feels like this is a formality that Ben is a Steelers quarterback. The only question is, how much of a haircut is he going to take? Right? This reminds me of so many of us in the workforce. When everything got shut down, many of our bosses came to us and said, hey, I can't make you take a haircut, but I can talk to you about it. Right? And Ben Roethlisberger, can they cut him? Not really. No, they can't really cut him. Because if they do, there's just a massive cap hit. But they can renegotiate his contract. They can figure out a way to push that thing down the road. He'll have to take less money up front and probably see less money in the long term. But it will help the franchise long term to do so. And in the short term as well. But Big Ben running it back is interesting. The question isn't, do you want to play? It's how little will you play for? Everybody always says, you know, I did it for free, but they wouldn't actually do it for free. People often say, yeah, I'd take less to stay here. Hometown discount, how much less? And in this case for Ben Roethlisberger, he does have leverage. He can say like, nah, not feeling it. And they can say, all right, well, we're going to cut you. And take a massive cap hit. So his leverage is, I don't want to retire. And right now you're under, you can't really cut me and I can't live with this contract. Their leverage is, ultimately, they decide who plays. Ben's agent, Ryan Tolner, who's a friend of mine, and we've texted a little bit, but not on Big Ben. They want Ben back and will contact me soon to address the cap situation. As we've shared since the season ended, We're happy to creatively adjust his contract to help the team as best possible. A year ago, Ben wasn't sure if he could throw again, but he battled back to get 12 wins with the eighth division title of his career. That's Ryan Tolner. Tolner brothers are good dudes, good agents. They've been with Ben forever. And my guess is, like, look, they're going to be creative. They're going to do what the Buccaneers are talking about doing with Tom Brady. It's an extension, but not really an extension. For Brady, it might be an extension. It might be an opening for him to play more. But for Big Ben, this is about it, right? This is the encore performance. The lights are going to go on afterwards. Everybody's like, you don't got to go home, but you got to get up out of here. And I would guess that Ben Roethlisberger kind of hat in hand said, hey, I got to be better. I got to be in better shape. I got to learn this new offense. And they probably told him, you're going to have to take less money, and we're probably going to draft a quarterback or groom somebody to ultimately take. And right now he's like, whatever it takes, we'll do it. I'm in. That's the likely conversation that they had. And we can criticize Ben for his flaws. They are prominent. Most people know them. But, you know, there were times late last season when he stepped up and threw the ball well. And if he takes substantially less, he can't open up a bunch of money for substantially more. They got to figure out the running back position. They got to figure out the defense. They got to figure out the cap hill and how to get out of it. But to me, this is the Steelers trying to be, hey, we can do all this stuff in public. You know, last week you had their general manager saying, yeah, he wants to come back, but basically he's going to have to take a pay cut. Now the owner is saying the exact same thing. And Ben is saying, well, I'm willing to take a pay cut. I just want to play football. Everyone will say, I want to. It's just like everyone says, I want to win. All right, are you willing to do the little things it takes to win? Well, what little things? I'm willing to take less money in order to make it work. How much less money? How much less money? Coming up next, we'll get the latest on the Tiger Woods condition. Plus, I want to give you my thoughts on Tiger's golf future. All right, so Big Ben coming back. We don't know what the rate is. It's going to be substantially less, somewhere in between the 19 he's making and the two they want to pay him, right? Somewhere in between the two, that's the sweet spot. And, you know, the Steelers are like, look, the closer you get to two, the more things that we can put around you. And Ben's agent, the Tolner brothers, are saying, Ryan Tolner is saying, yeah, but you owe him 19. And if you cut him, you still owe him 19. And it hurts you, not us. All right, the latest on Tiger coming up next. But first, Bet Rivers Sportsbook wants to invite you to discover the complete sports betting experience. The foundation of that experience is a massive number of betting options on nearly every regulated sporting event around the world. And on top of that, live streaming of sports every day. There's almost always a live match to watch in Bet Rivers Sportsbook right on your phone. Bet Rivers features top-tier customer service ready to answer your questions anytime, day or night. Plus, with unique rush pay system, BetRivers Sportsbook can authorize most withdrawal requests instantly. Customer satisfaction is always their number one priority, and BetRivers will match your first deposit up to $250. Unlike some other sportsbooks, BetRivers only requires a one-time pay-through to turn bonuses into cash. Experience the difference. Go see for yourself. Go to BetRivers.com. BetRivers.com. Come see for yourself. You must be 21. You must be present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, and Pennsylvania to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Call 1-888-FARMERS and you could save on your auto insurance. It's better than using your phone to see if your post got any likes again. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio, live from the Farmers Insurance. Fox Sports Radio Studios. Call 888-FARMERS to switch and you can save a bundle on your auto insurance. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva spoke to the media yesterday in regards to Tiger Woods. Here's what he had to say.
100 feet from the center divider at the intersection and rested on the on the west side of the road in the brush, sustained major damage to the vehicle. You've seen all the images of that. With that, our Lomita Sheriff Station will be conducting the traffic investigation, and it'll take from days to several weeks to get the whole thing together. Once the investigation is completed, we will provide a detailed report. It'll be available, you know, based on Public Record Act request, and we will not discuss it any further after that point. The front end was totally destroyed. The bumpers, everything was destroyed. Airbags deployed, all of that. And however, thankfully, the interior was more or less intact, which kind of gave him the cushion to survive what's otherwise would have been a fatal crash.
You know, it's amazing. This is a quick side note. Is, you know, there's far fewer fatalities in auto accidents than there ever used to be. I mean, like, crazy number lower, right? Like, if you look, if you just kind of Google, you know, car motor vehicle fatalities by year, right? By year. Like, it's really, really interesting. If, you know, if you go back, like, per million people, it's like 2011 was the lowest up until 2019. This year, it's going to be exceptional, though, because so many fewer people have been traveling because of quarantine. But, I mean, if you go back to 1990, it was two people per 1 million are killed in an auto accident. 1980, 3.35. 1970, 4.74. And if you go back to 1960, it's in the five. It's always been the fives and even sixes and sevens in the 50s. The point is that the cars, and that was, it's a tough one for the Hyundai Genesis people, right? Like, that's their brand new, super big Luxo SUV, complimentary car. And you look at it and you're like, man, that is it's a bit of a mangled mess. But the truth is, it did its job. But it can't protect every part of your, like, it's as much as it's a pillow for the rest of your body, and that was fine. His legs were kind of a mangled mess. All right, here's Tom Rinaldi from Fox Sports on The Herd earlier today talking about Tiger's importance to golf.
Jordan and Tiger meant more to their respective sports than anyone else. And I would even say that perhaps Tiger, because of how he changed his sport in terms of its inclusive category, that maybe he even outpaces Jordan in that regard. 8 and 9 and 10 deep, the children that wanted to see him, touch him, be a part of him, the older generations that wanted to see him, the people of color, the black and brown faces that came out. And I said this, Colin, I really believe it. Right now, he is among the five most compelling figures in our country across any venue, any societal institution, for many of the reasons you eloquently laid out at the top of this hour. For what he achieved, but also what unfolded in the wake of that achievement. I'm compelled, as you are, Colin, by greatness. But what he embodies is greatness at its highest note and also at its greatest cost. That's what, in so many ways, Tiger embodies. And to me, that's the best I can do to put my finger on why he is so compelling.
Okay, so here's the thing about Tiger Woods. If you look at pre-car accident for him, right? First car accident, which we'll call it a car accident, right? Pre-issues with Elon and issues with infidelity. Like, you go back to the first half of his career. That was a generation where we didn't care about somebody's personal life. And if we did, it was more, boys will be boys, right? That's how we covered Jordan. That's how we covered Tiger. That's how we covered most of the stars from that era, right? And then it changed, and he was, the things he had done, part of it was he obviously got outed by his wife, but before he got outed by his wife, it was a National Enquirer story. But we didn't used to care. And then all of a sudden we did care, and he kind of got caught in between a generational shift in how we viewed our star athletes and, frankly, our politicians, Right? Really, the coverage of and the treatment of Bill Clinton and Bill Clinton's actions and being caught with his actions, like that changed how everything looked and everything felt. And so Tiger Part 2 was, you know, there were all of these negatives. And then the recent Tiger, there was a little bit of the late Kobe to him, right? Where he had the golf tournament with his son, where everybody loved Charlie. He had the win at the Masters, where he was incredibly gracious. And of course, he held his child at, you know, when he walked off and he won the Masters. And like all of these things, he became a human being. He went from a superhero to a troubled star to a human being, all in the last 45 years and all in the public eye. And I think now it becomes a tragic ending to an incredible career. That's how I would deem it. I don't think there's a way. People say, well, like it's golf. You can come back from anything. Like your body can only take so much. He was already teetering on possibly shutting it down at some point in the year. Another back surgery. And now this. And by the way, this couldn't have been good for his back.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Tara Sullivan's a sports columnist for the Boston Globe. You can follow her on Twitter at Globe_Tara. She joins us in the Doug Gottlieb Show. We're live in the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 888 Farmers, and you could save a whole lot of something on auto insurance. Tara, where were you when you heard about Tiger's accident?
Oh, I actually was in the car taking my daughter somewhere, and as I'm wont to do when you pull into a red light, you know, just check the emails and Twitters and direct messages right away. And a former editor that I used to work with had already emailed me a link. He lives in California, and it must have come through right away. And it just kind of took my breath away.
We're all human beings. We know Tiger's background. It appears there's no drugs or alcohol involved, but that for us, I think that was my first fear. It's like, oh man, what happened? Was that yours?
Well, no. I mean, I will say my first fear was just that he was going to survive. You know, yeah. I think just in so many traumas and the sports world and beyond, I think that was the first thing I thought was, oh my God, just let him live, you know, and not have this kind of tragedy. And my second thought was probably don't let him be paralyzed either, you know, because we're talking about such an elite athlete. But then, of course, you do just wonder about, yeah, the circumstances. And I just think it's all of our normal curiosity combined with, you know, the histories that we do know about people in the public eye. So certainly you do wonder just about the circumstances. You can't help it. But, you know, right away with the 7 early morning, I thought, oh, please, God, don't let him sit out all night, you know, something like that. But it did seem more like it was an early morning thing. And I was hopeful that nothing, you know, nothing bad like that would have been involved.
Okay, now we know there's some severe leg injuries. Mm-hmm. And this guy's come back from a lot, right?
Yeah.
Not just in his personal life, but physically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he was currently on the mend from another back surgery. I'm not trying to speculate, but it feels like we may have seen the last of him in a professional golf tournament setting. Is it too early to make those, allow those thoughts to, and because it's titled, is it too much to allow those thoughts to creep into our mind?
Well, it feels early, right? On a human perspective, you're kind of like, oh God, like I even put this in my column today, like, it doesn't matter yet. You know, you kind of just want to remind yourself he's a human being. He's a father first. You know, you want to root for recovery. And I even read comments from Rory McIlroy to that effect today. You know, like golf is so far away from the point, it's not even on the map yet. But Tiger is the transcendent golfer of not only the generation that I'm in, but the one just before me, the one, you know, even the one that's even a bit younger than me. Like, he's just been that good for that long and has such a long and deep impact on the sport that we can't help but wonder, is he going to be at that level again? Listen, we were wrestling with those questions anyway, as you just pointed out, all the injuries, the back problems, you know, his age at 43 and how much golf he's put in over the years. You know, was that Masters win in 2019 like that shooting star, you know, of his professional career, PGA career? Was that going to be the, you know, the crowning, the final moments in that kind of spotlight? But it's hard not to wonder, you know, if he's going to be at that competitive level again, because it's hard to come back from anything. It's harder when you've had to do it many, many times over, and it's harder when you're not 23, but you're 43. So there's a lot of things he's going to have to overcome.
How is he viewed in the, you know, the professional golfers I know, a lot of the young ones are like, look, he made it cool. Like, I mean, he's kind of created this young generation that are so hard to beat because there's such a depth of incredible talent. And I always thought it was funny, like, I'm not scared of Tiger. And then, of course, you go back a year, almost 2 years ago at Augusta, and guys didn't have the same reaction when they heard those Tiger roars that that they thought they were going to have. But with the recent injuries and the recent struggles, has he been viewed on the tour recently?
Oh, it's been a fascinating story arc from my perspective. Now, I came into covering Tiger maybe midway through his tremendous career. I've covered 12 Masters, and I've covered ones where he was booed, you know, in the years right after some of the personal troubles. And I've been lucky enough to cover 2019 and the one surrounding that year. And the transformation of the way Tiger is not only viewed on tour, but also the way he acts on tour, the interaction with fellow golfers, you know, the friendship with Phil Mickelson being practice partners at Augusta. These things in recent years, to me, just indicate a man who has sort of evolved and morphed into somebody much more comfortable in his role as an elder statesman in the game. Early on, he couldn't have cared less, right? What he wanted to do was intimidate you. He didn't want to let you in on the inside. Now you have, you know, this young Justin Thomas, who is not only a playing partner, but one of his closest friends in life away from the course. So I think Tiger is viewed much more on a one-to-one basis by other guys on the tour, and occasionally somebody who has to be feared as a golfer. And then respect-wise for what he has done, you know, is up there with anybody they've ever been on the course with.
Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. That's the voice of Tara Sullivan. She's a sports columnist and a good one for the Boston Globe. She's covered Tiger Woods 4 years. Of course, we're all reacting to the news. Tiger in a horrific car accident yesterday. Obviously not life-threatening injuries, but career-threatening, no doubt, with a shattered ankle, with a compound fracture of the leg, a rod put in. He's got problems in his toes. Like, it is going to be a long, lengthy, and painful recovery. How did the documentary that came out? How do you think people viewed Tiger after watching the doc about his life?
Well, do I have to admit that it's still in my DVR queue and I haven't watched it yet? So I will defer to you to answer that question, other than to fall back on, like, I just think the evolving view of Tiger from that sort of intimidating, aloof presence early on to the one, you know, who fell into his kids' arms after winning in 2019. Like, I just think we see a softer guy with just a lot more perspective on life now, you know, where he talked about, listen, I didn't just worry about whether I'd win a tournament again. I worried if I'd be able to pick up my kids again, you know, with all the back injuries. So I just think that we've come to appreciate a guy who has a lot more perspective now than when he was first on the tour.
If he never plays again, will
he doesn't have to do another thing.
Will Jack still be considered the greatest of all time?
Oh, it's such a hard question, isn't it? I mean, I don't, this is, you know, we're in the Jordan LeBron and Tom Brady versus the field. And, you know, it all depends on what your rubric is and what you value. You know, for Tiger, I think the impact and the way he changed the game, you mentioned, you know, an entire generation of golfers in his wake who not only were inspired to pick up the clubs because he did and made it cool, but also are these superior athletes in ways that golfers weren't before. The training and the power and the things that Tiger brought to the game. So I think in terms of impact, it's difficult for me to imagine anybody being bigger. I did not cover Jack Nicklaus. I've been lucky enough, you know, to be at his interview sessions at the Masters and things like that. But, you know, I just, for me, Tiger is just so singular on so many levels in the sport. And then when you combine that with, you know, golf being kind of this elitist sport and Tiger and his ethnicity and the combination and the racial background, it's just hard for me to imagine somebody in my lifetime being better or bigger to the game of golf.
What does golf do? I mean, the ratings are just not the same when he's not involved. What do they do?
Yeah. It's the question they're trying to answer all the time. I mean, you just don't seem to find that singular person who stays atop the game anymore the way, you know, the way that Tiger did, and they don't draw the ratings. I mean, he's a unicorn. I mean, I don't know that you can say to yourself, we must find another Tiger. I mean, that just doesn't happen. So I don't have the answer for you other than to say that it's the one they're wrestling with, and quite honestly, one that all of, I think, televised sports are wrestling with anyway, right? Like, how much are people watching? How much is the audience divided? How much has television changed? But yes, finding stars and hanging on those stars and getting ratings, you know, are people going to tune in to watch Brooks Koepka on a Sunday the way they did Tiger? I don't think so.
No, the answer is no. I mean, there's no metric that tells us that there's, forget about one golfer, that there's any group of golfers that'll make us watch if he's not involved. He's really, it was a happening. It was a thing. I mean, he and I are the same age. We grew up in Orange County. I've been doing this for almost 20 years. I never thought to watch golf before Tiger Woods started playing golf. Right. I just didn't. And, but he
made
changed.
It must watch TV. Yeah. The Sundays of a major with Tiger in contention. I mean, it was the talk. It was the first thing on talk radio. It was the first headline in the paper. I mean, that golf just had such an incredible find in him. And, you know, every golfer out there, I think often of the ones who haven't really won a lot of tournaments but are multi-millionaires, you know, many times over, have endorsements. I mean, they all owe Tiger a debt. And Phil Mickelson has somebody who, you know, as we said, maybe the closest thing to a rival that Tiger had, you know, has often said that, and many, many times, I owe him so much, I thank him so much, the ratings tripled, the money tripled, you know, all of the impact that he had. You just don't replace that with one person, that's for sure.
Awesome stuff. Really appreciate your perspective, Tara. Here's how I know you're an honest person. You admitted to looking at the Twitter during a stoplight. Like, I don't think that's the end of the earth. My kid's like, don't text and drive. I'm not texting and driving. I'm just checking out what's going on. I'm not going to.
Yeah, I was in the car for a long time, and then you get that jittery, like, let me check in with the office kind of thing. And, yeah, I promise I only do it at a red light, and I was stopped, and I put the car in park. I check, and then I move again.
You put it in park. Yes, come on. You don't put it in park at the red light, do you?
I do if I'm in a line of cars. I will.
Okay. You're a better person than me. Is there a way in which we can get that thing to pop up on our screen or like right there on our windshield? That's the next step, Twitter. Twitterverse.
Oh, Lord. We don't need more distractions. But
no, not distractions. But you know how some cars have that where they can, you're looking straight ahead and it gives you the speed. They get like superimposes it on your windshield.
Oh, the new ones, they do that, don't they? Super.
Right.
Well,
right.
The Apple CarPlay.
Just roll with me on this. And I'm thinking, what if they had tweets, headlines that pop up on your screen? What if?
I don't know. I don't know. I know that I struggle enough to not be thinking of other things when I'm driving, to be perfectly honest. So I probably shouldn't invite any more into my life. But you might have something there. Maybe you need to go and get in touch with Mark Cuban and get on the what's the show, you know, where you're selling
Shark
a
Tank.
New idea.
Shark Tank.
There you go. Yeah. Shark Yeah.
Tara, thanks so much. Something. Really appreciate you.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
All right. Tara Sullivan, super talented columnist, Boston Globe, @Globe_Tara. @Globe_Tara. Byer, do you look at your phone when you're driving?
I really try not to. I don't check Twitter when I'm driving.
I try not to. I try not to. But I try not to. There's a difference in doing and trying. I do try not to. My thing, my kids are in the car. I have them play music and pick it out of my phone. Right? Then they can just do that. You guys, that way the phone is out of my hands.
Yeah, that's smart. I can't check Twitter at all. Like, I can't read. I wouldn't be able to do that. I try to, you know, place
can't
calls.
Read?
No, read while
Guys,
I'm driving.
Buyer can't read?
It's only my
buyer.
Some actually have questioned that after maybe a mistake in an update here or there. But the the placing of a call, you know, that would be what I'm doing when I'm driving. I wouldn't be reading a tweet.
I've gotten pulled over for having the cell phone in my hands. Like, look, dude, hold on, take a breath. I was just trying to call somebody, but my hand's free thing wasn't working correctly. Right? That's what, when I've gotten pulled over. How'd that work? Huh?
Did he let you go or not?
No.
Okay.
No, they need the dues, man.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, bud, we need the funds. You had it in your hands. Sir, you had it in your hands. That is illegal. Like, all right, man. I don't know what to tell you. Like, you've never had your cell phone in your hands? Well, that's not the point. The point is you had it, so it's illegal. Like, all right, but I wasn't holding it up to my ear. Doesn't matter.
I hate to say it, but I do think that there is a difference with the traffic that we get in Los Angeles, especially right where our studios are, where it's bumper to bumper, you know, at 4:30, 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And you're going along at 10 miles per hour as opposed to, you know, whipping down the road at 60, 70 miles an hour trying to do that stuff.
Good point. It's a good point. There are some autopilot features that some cars have. I'm not saying that mine has one or that I would use one and be on the phone. I'm just pointing out that some cars do have that. Coming up next, Fernando Tatis Jr. is the betting favorite to win the NL MVP. Real news or fake news? Find out next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
Call 1-888-FARMERS and you could save on your auto insurance. It's better than using your phone to see if your post got any likes again. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Doug Gottlieb Show, live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio Studios. Call Farmers for a quote today. Every day at this time, we like to reel in Dan Beyer and get to a game.
Game time!
This is game time.
It's game Beyer time.
On the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Dan, what do you got?
Doug, the game today is...
Real news, fake news.
All right, six scenarios for you to lay out. Let's see if you could go 6 for 6. Doug, real news or fake news? Tiger Woods almost hit the car of the director of a TV show when leaving the Terranea Resort minutes before yesterday's crash.
I'm going to say fake news.
They're real, and they're spectacular.
Yeah, the TV show Grownish was actually filming at the Terranea Resort that day. The director ended up telling members of the crew that Tiger almost hit his car as he was trying to leave the resort. There was another crew member, and speaking with TMZ, that said Tiger seemed agitated because someone was blocking his car, packing their car with luggage as he was trying to leave the resort. So it could show that Tiger was in a bit of a hurry yesterday when the accident occurred in Rancho Palos Verdes.
Running late, right?
Yeah. Yeah, there were reports that he had to be at the resort at 7:30. And so the accident happened at about, 7:12. So, wanted to get there on time, and that could have been part of it as well. So just more information.
Yeah, he said the crew member Oliver Conteth, the director told him, "I almost got an accident with effing Tiger Woods. He almost hit me."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was impatient. And anyway. Yeah, man. I mean, who hasn't been running late? And if you're not familiar with that area. By the way, have you ever been, Terranea is, it's somehow in Los Angeles County, but it feels like a completely different world, right?
Yeah. I've never stayed there. I've been in the area, obviously, but I've never stayed there. But, yeah, I've never heard anybody say a bad thing about it. Real news or fake news, Doug? Fernando Tatis Jr. of the San Diego Padres is the odds-on favorite to win the National League Most Valuable Player Award. Is that real news or fake news?
My choices are Bryce Harper, him. Who else? I'll say real news.
You are fake news.
Mookie Betts is the favorite. Mookie Betts, I forgot. 13-2. Then Cody Bellinger and Juan Soto at 15-2 odds, according to Bet Online. Then it's Tatis just behind them at 8-1. You mentioned Bryce Harper listed at 14-1 right now odds to win the NL MVP.
Okay.
You got Arenado.
So you're saying there's a chance.
There is a chance. There could be some value there. Nolan Arenado and Ronald Acuna right now at 10-1. Interesting group at 12-1. Christian Yelich, Corey Seager, Francisco Lindor, and Freddie Freeman listed at 12-1. All right, Doug, real news or fake news? The second half of the NBA regular season will wrap up on Sunday, May 16th.
I'll go real news.
They're real, and they're spectacular.
Yeah, we had heard that the NBA wanted to stick to their original schedule when they released the second half of the schedule. That was the case because they released it about 48 minutes ago, and the regular season will end on that Sunday. Games will actually start on March 10th. Excuse me. They will resume for the second half of the season with the All-Star game coming up on Sunday, March 7th.
You know, what's interesting is there's a lot of people out there like, wow, they're just doing all this stuff for the TV money, college sports, pro sports. And you know what? They're right. You know what else they don't understand is they don't understand that if they don't fulfill their duties to TV, TV can pull their deals. And as much as you're like, why would they ever do that? Then they have to renegotiate. Yeah. And I think right now, I'm not sure there's the money that there was with a lot of these TV deals. It's really bleeding Turner and ESPN for the NBA and ESPN and whomever else for college sports, like completely. Like there's a reason that they're trying to fulfill all obligations because there's a legitimate fear there that TV doesn't have any money.
As part of this schedule release, Doug, real news or fake news, the Lakers will be on national TV 21 times. That includes appearances on NBA TV in the second half of the season. Is that real news or fake news?
Sure, real news.
They're real, and they're spectacular.
They have 35 games. 21 of them will be seen by the country, or at least if you have the NBA TV as well. But ESPN, ABC, TNT, Lakers going to be on 21 of their 35 games on national TV in the second half of the season.
Well, they are LeBron, they are the Lakers, yep. They are Anthony Davis, they are the defending champions. All yep. That makes sense.
Yep. Real news or fake news, the Lakers and DeMarcus Cousins are set for a reunion now that Cousins is a free agent.
That sounds like fake news.
You are fake news.
Yeah, that's what the LA Times said as well. It said Lakers aren't likely to sign DeMarcus Cousins, but the name to look out for, according to the Times, Hassan Whiteside of the Sacramento Kings. So if he ends up becoming available, you could see the Lakers in the Hassan Whiteside market.
Yeah, they need rim protection and not bully protection. That's what DeMarcus doesn't move well at all anymore. He's a shell of his former self. And Hassan Whiteside is a great rim protector. That actually makes a lot of sense.
We started with the golf with Tiger Woods. We'll end with golf in a different matter. World Golf Championships taking place at Concession Golf Club in Bradenton, Florida. Interesting, for those that don't know, Concession Golf Club was a joint venture between Tony Jacklin and Jack Nicklaus. Tony Jacklin, member of the Great Britain Ryder Cup team back in the day. Jack Nicklaus, part of the American team. And there was a monumental move in golf where Jack conceded a putt that Tony Jacklin had to basically lose the Ryder Cup. It was only going to be tied. Jack conceded it to Tony Jacklin. They tied the cup. U.S. retained it. There's your little bit of golf history. But that scenario, Doug, was brought up to Rory McIlroy today. Real news or fake news that Rory McIlroy said the American player least likely to concede a match-tying putt for the Ryder Cup would be the one and only Patrick Reed. Is that real news or fake news?
Real news.
They're real, and they're spectacular.
Yes, he did. Patrick Reed, always in the highlights. Of course, he and Rory had a rivalry at Hazeltine in 2016 in the Ryder Cup. Rory was also asked who is most likely to concede the putt. Instead of least likely, he said Webb Simpson. But when it came down to least likely, it was Patrick Reed. And that's game time.
That's game, huh?
Game time.
This is game time on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Yeah, look, I think this is going to be a challenge for golf. And they had a little bit of preparation for it when Tiger had been out with the surgeries before. But I said yesterday, I don't think he plays another professional golf event. And even if he does, the likelihood he's there, he's not going to be there on a Sunday this year, right? So you're going to have a whole year without Tiger. And it's not that there's a lack of storylines or talent. There isn't a guy who makes you go, you know what? I'm not going outside when it's sunny outside. I'm going to turn on golf on a Sunday. There's just not that guy. I mean, the only other guy who's close is Phil, and he's playing the senior tour now. So, and I think Phil, you know, just talks about him becoming a golf commentator. He'd be amazing. Amazing. But doesn't matter how good a commentator you are, if there's not the golfers out there that people want to watch, you're not going to get the ratings. That's just the way it works. Coming up next, there's a lot of people who have been critical of the New England Patriots, how they do business. Of course, there's been the Belichick and Brady thing, you know, who is right, who is wrong. But there's one thing that they've done, and they've done specifically with Tom Brady time and again, that allowed them to be successful for longer. The Bucs are trying to do it. That's next on the Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.